This is a special podcast from iKings Media. For more information, go to themediamessenger.com. So we've been talking about walking away from this drama, the trauma. We've been talking about how do I live in my spirit identity amidst of all this? What are the keys to breakthrough? You know, it's amazing. I had chapped lips for, gosh, about 3 weeks. And, you know, that's living in your spirit identity is like you realize you're a spirit being having a human experience. And this human experience was really racking me out. And I realized something. You know, as God is ever so faithful, I realized that some of my words were cutting, some of my words were not protecting, some of my words were tearing people apart instead of building them up. I mean, come on, call myself a life speaker. What's up with that? And you know, it's so cool. God is ever so faithful, ever so kind to speak to me, lead me to the Song of Songs. And the result was I wrote a Vine Dresser word that's going to be in volume 2. But I was able to share that with my mentor group and just really let's deal with this spirit identity stuff in the sense of what's coming out of our mouths. And what are we spewing? Where is it coming from? And then hiding ourselves. So I really am encouraged to continue to share the keys to breakthrough that often happen in the inside and really realizing that God made us body, soul, and spirit. That he made us to be led by the Spirit, not by the emotions in our body. So cool. That's awesome, Teresa. You know, I've been crucified with Christ. It's no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life I live in the faith, the life I live in the flesh in my body, and the life I live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and delivers himself up for me. Awesome. I get that. But you may be saying, but I don't get this. Okay. My lips may not be chapped, but I'm around people who really spew things out. What do I do with that? And that's truly another place of spirit identity, because the whole idea of your spirit identity comes from one place. It's not in a performance of trying to be spirit. It's who you are, and it's who you are in the vine. It's who you are in that place of resting and listening and trusting what God says about you. The spirit identity, the total key to that is realizing it's not a performance act. It's truly a finding a place in his presence to abide, to dwell, to soak, and listen what he says about you. And so then what happens is you realize you can take care of the drama, the soul wounds that have hurt you. You know, I asked, how can we pray for you? And I see prayer after prayer after prayer. And I said, Lord, where is this coming from? I did this in the beginning of summer. Lord, tell me, where are these wounds coming from? And the Lord led me on a beautiful journey of realizing that many of us are experiencing trauma. We live in a very traumatic world, but Jesus said I have the keys to heal the wounds from lips that spew, from actions that happen, from sins on our own sins and sins that have been acted on us. I really like you to check that out, the Spirit Identity series. I love reading testimonies. Not going to read this whole testimony because it involves some issues, personal issues. But this is one just recent testimony. She said, Hi, Teresa. I just got done listening to the Spirit Identity Teaching number 4. It includes 5 videos. And it's been life-changing for me. She goes on to say, I'm almost in tears. These words in these teachings just go so deep. I can feel the presence of God and his healing work as I'm listening to these. It's funny because I was led to buy and listen to this series, and I hesitated at first because I thought the name was weird. Spirit Identity might be weird. But I'm so incredibly abundantly thankful I did. And then she goes on to share her testimony about how video number 4 especially helped her. The spiritidentityseries.com. What is it about? It's keys for breakthrough. It's keys for abundant living. It's keys for getting over the trauma, the drama, and truly walking in your destiny. Because guess what? Someone needs your voice. Someone needs your voice that's like an oasis of his mercy and grace. God's calling you. He's raising you up. I'm not talking to just anyone. I'm talking to you because at this moment, live or recorded, I truly believe God is raising you up to be a solution to other people's pain points. So when it's all said and done, we look at the trauma, oh, it's not about us. It's about those that God has called us to. And what's beautiful is it's really fun when he does that, and he brings a lot of healing so that you can lead others to his grace, to his love. You know, prophetic, I heard a great word about the prophetic. It's not, prophetic is not being able to say what someone's past is. The true prophetic is calling out their future right now. So right now I'm going to call out your future. And you are meant to walk in your spirit identity. You are meant to be successful. You are meant to rise from the pit of despair and walk to your destiny. Out of the misery comes your very destiny. You are meant to speak life over lives. God is raising people like you up who are walking away from the pain and the shame and walking forward in his grace and his mercy. And in your own atmosphere, in your own influence, you're shifting atmospheres for heaven. Wow, it's not a bad time. It's not gloom and doom. Jesus is in the room, and he's ready to reach out and pull you close in an embrace, heal your wounds, and then truly show you that you are meant, you are a spirit being having a human experience, and the human experience doesn't have to wipe you out. SpiritIdentitySeries.com. That's what I'm talking about. I'd love to check it out with you. I'd love to walk with you. 5 videos includes an ebook, because you're just wonderful. You are life changers for yourself and others. You are meant to live in the sweet spot, in the vine, in that place of abiding. So if you are going through something right now, I'm just going to make a declaration over you. You are designed to reign in life. You are meant to live in his sweet spot, pouring forth liquid love of his. Your wounds of your heart are being healed. You are learning to walk in your spirit identity. Thank you, Jesus. You're so awesome, God. I'm going to pray for you. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I just thank you for this testimony and the testimony of so many. And I just thank you, Father, that I can look in this camera and call out golden people. Even though I can't see their faces in my mind, I see faces like Flint learning to look to Jesus. I see hearts that need to come into that deep place and rest in the cleft of a row in your vineyard, where you're speaking words that are like liquid love to their hurts, and that bring healing like the balm of Gilead that not only takes the sting away, but also makes it whole. Thank you, Father. Thank you for your love, Lord. Thank you for your love, Lord Jesus. Thank you for your love. Thank you, Father. I had a week, 2 weeks of chapped lips. And I said, what is that, a physical manifestation? And you told me, Lord, it was my own words coming out of my mouth. And then it was saying, hey, listen, I called you to be a life speaker. Let's have some talks. Thank you, Lord, for speaking that. Thank you that you've let me realize that I can call forth you as my lover, as my friend. And can fellowship with you and truly rise up from the ashes and walk according to my spirit identity. The spirit is not subject to the enemy. The enemy is subject to that spirit. So, Father, thank you that I can apply the blood, the cleansing blood of Jesus, that I can walk in the dunamis power of Christ risen in me. It's a power that's not only like dynamite, it's a power, that means excellence of soul, excellence of mind. So I pray excellence of soul over you in the name of Jesus Christ. I declare excellence of your finances, excellence of your relationships, excellence over your body where it needs physical healing, excellence over your heart where words have spoken against you and you feel like you're left shattered and battered. Father, I pray that you soak them in the healing balm of your love. Thank you, Father. You're so awesome to do that. You're so awesome to do that. And Father, just some words from the vine dresser that you've led me to write. I just thank you that we can walk in this words. Oh, thank you, Father. That we can walk in what you're saying about us. And Lord, I thank you that you're saying this. This is such a tough word, though. You're saying, so dear one, I'm calling you to arise from your performance in self and break off the chains of introspection that brings distance from me. The vine dresser is saying, we can do this together as we catch the foxes of fear that hinder our relationship, fear that spews out in words that are laser sharp. Laser sharp, or you need lots of chapstick. Laser sharp, which wounds hearts, yours and others. do this for my beloved. Do this for me, my beloved. Let me help you catch. So that's, Father, that's you. You hear hearts that are saying, I need help. You are there to help. You are there to say, listen, come on into the vineyard where you're going to hear my whispering from the sound of daisies, from the sound of birds. They're going to be cooing of the doves that are going to be speaking, I love you. You could do this. Thank you, Father, that you long to speak to us. Thank you for this truth, that you want to walk confidently with you, with purpose. So, Father, every heart, live or recorded, thank you. Just bring your presence, Lord. Just love on them. Let them soak the hurts. Let them realize on a good day I do well just to manage me. Let them put that situation with that person and let that issue be between them and the Lord, and they just deal with their issues. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, I pray. TheSpiritIdentitySeries.com. I want to see you go forward. I want to see you break open the walls. I want to see you go confidently in your destiny. And sometimes it's so simple, but yet so complicated. It just simply means, how do I learn? How do I walk as a spirit being, having a human experience when I feel like I'm led by my humanness and not the spirit of the living God in you? If you don't know Jesus and you want that spirit, Jesus, forgive me. I accept your love, and I want to listen to you only now in Jesus' name. As simple as, I mean, you can get all words about how to be saved, but God, more than anything, demonstrates his love for us, and that way we were still sinners. Christ died for us. Then he says, if we confess with our mouths Jesus is Lord and believe in our heart that God raised him from the dead, we shall be saved. You shall be saved. Those of you who've been saved for years and saying, okay, what is this all about? It's not about a religion. It's not about performance. It's not about striving. It's about relationship, intimate relationship with him. How do you get that? In the word, times of listening to him, spending time with him, and letting him write your heart, read your heart like an open book. And he loves you, so you can open your book of your heart to him. In places where you see real jagged lines, he's just ready to bring healing there. Ha! Jesus, we love you. TheSpiritIdentitySeries.com. I'm on the other side in a video ready to talk to you about going forward in your destiny. And it's so exciting. Can't wait to talk to you. Meanwhile, I really do love you. And I'll talk to you in the next video.
This is a special podcast from MyKings Media. For more information, go to themediamessenger.com.